We always do non-league football on a Tuesday at around about 4:15. Today is no different. And this afternoon's guests are involved in a big semi-final in the Cheshire Senior Cup. They are away to Runcorn Linnets in what is not too much of a distance between the two sides either. So you could call it a bit of a local derby. And it is Camel Laird. So I'm delighted to be joined by their manager, Phil Burton. Good afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And, a game to really look forward to tonight.
Absolutely. I think it's one that, you know, did he envisage it at the start of the season? Probably not. It was a cup that, you know, we kind of entered as part of our developments with a new squad. And we have just progressed and grown as a team, really. To get to the semi-finals is fantastic for the club and for the players, and a testament, really, to the lads in getting there, really, tonight.
Certainly. So who have you beat so far to get to this stage?
So we had, obviously, a remarkable game against Hyde, which was probably the catalyst, really, of the season for us, because they're, you know, very, very experienced side, some great players. And we beat them at home 3-0. So that was a real positive for us. We've obviously beat Alsatian and Stockport along the way, who are obviously in our league as well and doing better than us in the league, to be fair. But we're certainly a cup team at the minute, I would say.
And it'll be a good test for you against a Runcorn Linnets side who have had a thoroughly impressive season themselves.
Absolutely. You know, you look at Runcorn in terms of the league form and Runcorn in general, really. It's, you know, whenever you talk non-league, you know, you certainly always link Runcorn to that. And they're having a great season. They've got some, you know, great players. We've obviously been to watch them and have a little look at what they're about. And, you know, we're under no illusion. This is an ultimate test for us as a club. And, you know, we won't be going there trying to match them. We've got to be realistic. They are where they are in the league, and they're certainly flying high. But it's a great opportunity for the lads to go, and, you know, we kind of said it's a free hit for them, really, tonight, in terms of what they can achieve. You know, we've got the never say never mentality. I think when we played Hyde, you know, if we approach it in that way, we have got a chance. We have to be realistic with that.
And we've seen plenty of cups before that have been won by, I think it's fair to say, lesser fancied teams. Camel Laird are probably that in terms of the Cheshire Senior Cup this season, but they've got a great chance now. You're only two games away from winning it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, it's one of those cups where, you know, we potentially wanted, you know, Tram maybe just wanted that elusive game for the board, for the chairman, for everybody connected to the club in terms of finance, and the opportunity to play against someone like Tranmere. That was what our ultimate aim of entering it was, to just get that, you know, that affair with that type of tie, but then to actually progress and have a little realistic chance. It is a slim chance. You know, I did say earlier on that out of the three teams left in it with ourselves, the other three teams would have liked to have drawn us, so I'm sure Runcorn were pleased with it. But it's one of those, as I say, it's a free hit for us and one that we're certainly going to go with an opportunity to try and cause an upset.
Tranmere, of course, getting knocked out by Stockport Town, who you then beat on penalties. So you kind of got there just in the wrong way.
We did, yeah, absolutely. You know, if we'd have gone out there, it would have hurt us, to be fair. And it was a game on the night that I don't think anybody wanted to win. It was a cagey affair, you know, and Stockport are a good side. So we were a little bit anxious in the tie in general. And when it went to penalties, I can't say I watched it because I didn't, to be fair. I just hope for the best, really.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm talking non-league football with Camel Laird manager Phil Burton ahead of tonight's Cheshire Senior Cup semi-final. And I'll give you all the details that you need ahead of that in a moment or two. But first of all, you couldn't be going into this on a better high. An 8-1 win against Stone Dominoes this weekend. That was your biggest win since Camel Laird reformed as 1907.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, preparation-wise, we wanted a high performance to take into today. And that was what I asked the lads in the dressing room prior to the game. And they surpassed that with an 8-1 victory, really, which was superb. And, you know, I do have to single out Stone, to be fair, because they're, you know, they're having a challenging season, and they did go to the end, and full respect to them. But my guys were just a little bit ruthless. You know, we gave a couple of home debuts to a few new guys as well. Took the chance and certainly put themselves in the window for the rest of the season. But I think it was one of those days where everything clicked. I actually think we probably missed more than we scored as well, so there's a negative to that score and a little bit of a frustration. But it was great for the final. We had the highest attendance, I think, on the day in the league as well, so, you know, the fans deserved that as well as the club. So it was a great preparation for today, should we say.
I've been at games where I've seen a team that I want to win absolutely wallop an opposition, and I've been on the other end of it as well. What's it like being the manager, watching your club put eight past the opposition?
it's probably the first time I've enjoyed a Saturday afternoon without biting my nails, really, if I'm being honest, because we've had some where we've lost in the last minute of games and where we've conceded to draw and things. So I've been the other end of that, but it was probably the most relaxed I've been, the most enjoyable I've been on a Saturday afternoon. And I was just proud, really. Proud as, you know, we had a 17-year-old making his debut, and for him to make his debut and score, they're the nice things in football. They're the nice things that go well. We've obviously got a young guy, Bailey Thompson, on loan from Tranmere, who again made his home debut and was superb. So when things like that go well, that's what you're in football for, definitely.
Mm. And you'll be hoping you can continue that league form, not only in the Cup tonight, but in the league in general, because it's been a little bit of a frustrating league season for you.
Yeah, the league form has been really frustrating. And I was under no illusion when I was asked to come in July to take this club on, and kind of knowing that we didn't have a single player to our name to try and create a league form. So I knew it was going to be tough. I didn't think it'd be this tough. We've had a little bit of bad luck. I am going to get my violin out with that one. But we've also been a little bit inconsistent. And that's cost us. And we've won games we should have lost, and we've lost games that we should have won. And it's just been a real frustration for me, really, this season. We've recycled a lot of players, which is never good for consistency. We've not stood in the way of players progressing and moving on to other clubs. That's the position that we're in financially, that we can't compete, so we have to do that. We're down there. I'm not going to say we don't deserve to be, because we are where we are. But we've got an opportunity now, between now and the end of the season, with certainly this month ahead, with some home ties, that we have to make them count. And if we do, we'll just get the league form respectable. And that'd be a nice achievement and a platform, really, for us to build on into next season.
You're 17th in the First Division South at the moment. You've got games in hand, though, on some of the teams around you, and you're well clear of the bottom two. So there is a chance there for you to pull ahead of the likes of Main Road, Ecclesall and New Mills.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what we have to do, and it's within our hands now, really, to do that. We've got some really home ties that really should allow us to do that. We've got some form that we're taking in performance-wise to do that. So we have to do it. We have to do it. I think the belief's in the change, and the lads want to do it. We need to be away from that drop zone. And we're a little bit fortunate that, the bottom two teams have been consistently down there. So I'm under no illusion that had we not have got these teams in the position they're in, we could have been in serious trouble. That's the reality of it. But we've got an opportunity to move away now, and that's the most encouraging thing. It's within our hands with the games in hand and some of the home games that we've got coming up.
And I'm sure you can pull away even further as well over the coming weeks. So it is tonight, this Cheshire Senior Cup semi-final, Runcorn Linnets versus Camel Lairds, 7:45 kick-off at the Millbank Linnets Stadium in Runcorn. £8 to get in if you're an adult, £5 for concessions. It should be a really good game, and hopefully, Phil, you can give yourself a real good account of yourselves and perhaps even get yourself in the final as well. So best of luck, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Cheers. Thanks very much for your time.